Well, anyway, this wakey wakey story, I travel and I tell it all over the world, and people go to places and say, wakey wakey. We had this one pastor and his leader take a group of people to some Pentecostal site in the Carolinas, and they stood on the foundation of the ground. And it was the existing foundation of where Pentecost first broke out in this area. And they stood there and they yelled, wakey, wakey! And he said two of his leaders saw two angels get up out of the ground and wipe dust themselves off. And the angels talked to them. Da, 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 da. And the angels talked to them and asked them, who are you and what are you here for? And they said, we're so-and-so, and we're here because we're doing this wakey-wakey thing, and we're just waking up angels. And you know what the angel said to them? He says, what took you so long? I was doing a women's conference in Brisbane, Australia. And a wife, when the conference was done, she took the CDs home and told her husband, hey, you might like to listen to these. And he was what he called a nominal Christian. Okay, just, you know, wasn't a whole lot going on, just there. And so he was one day working on his tractor, and he took out the wakey wakey story to listen to while he's working on his tractor out in the field. And so he's listening to the story, and at the end he decides, well, you know, what the heck? I'm going to yell wakey wakey just to see if anything happens. And he yelled, wakey, wakey, and nothing happened. But in, he said, 7 to 10 days, he was sleeping in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden he was awoken by this bright light, a huge angel, and he said, I now know the sound of what a shofar makes. And he said, we are no longer just nominal Christians. That night, we had an experience with God, and it changed our life. And I just got an email from him today, and he said, because I asked for permission to put his story in my new book that I'm writing, and he said, I just want you to know that I am now going to a prophetic ministry school, and I just can't get enough of God. All because of saying, wakey, wakey. Now you watch, you're going to leave this place and you're going to watch it. This happens to me almost all the time. After I talk about wakey wakey, I'm either home watching TV or I get on a plane to go home.